This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is a great day.
Why? Why is that?
It is Earth Day.
I mean, I love the Earth.
Mother Earth has provided all this.
Earth Day?
Oh, much better than Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
What's happening?
Protect Mother Earth.
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Earth Day has been around since 1970.
Best Earth Day ever.
Happy Earth Day, everyone. I'm Recyclops.
How about some Earth Day entertainment?
Showtime.
You gonna get out and plant a flower, a tree today, or pick up some trash? Or...
Save the nature. Yeah.
She's talking about a banner that was hung in the kitchen area on Friday that said "Save the Nature."
Straight from AliExpress. Save the nature.
They're close to getting the language right, just not all the way there.
Save the planet, maybe.
Yeah.
Protect nature. I don't know.
So from here on out, around here, it's
save the nature.
Hope you had a great weekend this weekend. Boy, we were busy this weekend. We had a lot going on.
Put some miles on the wolf truck.
Concerts and all kinds of stuff going on. The touch a truck thing was fun over in Kernersville. Had a good time doing that.
Love seeing all the babies. The horn honk. I got a video of just honk everywhere.
While I was there for a few minutes, a couple of kids got up in that truck and somehow got the door shut and just kept on hammering that.
So funny.
It's right in front of the wolf truck. Right. And it was one of those shrill high ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think I can hear right today. Jelly Roll music to start your Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Back to work today. And hopefully the sun's going to come out today, man. Yesterday, I had a plan. You know what my plan was for yesterday?
I absolutely do. Oh, I didn't think about that. It got ruined, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I got up at 7 yesterday morning, and I was going to do 15 miles yesterday. It was pouring the rain. And I know what you're saying. You could have got out and done the 15 miles in the rain.
I was just thinking that.
The rain. Sure, I know you are. And I almost did it. But I started thinking, you know what's going to happen is my feet are going to get wet,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be pounding that pavement for 15 miles. Not going to be good for me in terms of the rest of the week.
True.
So I decided
that would just to be fat and sassy on the couch at home.
Well, I did stuff inside, the stuff you hate to do, like mopping floor, bathrooms and kitchens and cleaning and laundry and all that. But it was clean sheet day.
Yeah, that's for me today. I got to do my sheets. We got kids' drool spots all over.
You know how when you clean your sheets and you make your bed and you get it and it looks so inviting, you just want to get in it right then?
This is why I make my bed every day, because it's so inviting.
Well, I make mine every day too. But
whether it's right before bed or not, I'll make that bed.
It's just something about knowing that those sheets are freshly mm-hmm. washed and they smell good.
And you've had a fresh shower. You got clean jammies on. You slide right in.
It's one of those tiny little things in life where you're like, man, this is the greatest thing ever. And it's just such a small thing.
Yeah, the best feeling is like, I don't know, it's like you feel all the weight taken off because the bed's supporting you. That's the moment I love. I'm like,
it's like you're floating in space.
Yeah.
It is great.
But speaking of ruined weekends, yeah, mine got ruined. Well, day got a little ruined yesterday. My nephew wanted to have his birthday party at our house,
yeah.
which I was so down for. And so that everybody, of course, was planning on coming over. And I told my sister on Saturday, I said, sis, it's supposed to rain. I went and got water balloons and I got water guns. We've got the trampoline. We'll put cornhole out, et cetera, et cetera.
But no!
I said, yeah, right. I said, what if it rains? She goes, well, I guess we'll just eat cake on the inside and we'll just leave. It was about 3 hours of a bunch of young little boys terrorizing
my home.
How many
did you have over there?
So we had Frank, Micaiah, Kian, little Nathan. That's four. Then two extra little boys, plus my little war nephew.
So a half dozen or so.
Uh-huh. Running around my house, which feels big until you have adults and children in there. And then it's like, is there enough room or not? Because, it was definitely a good time. And I know he appreciated it, but Lord have mercy. I would have given anything for a little blip of sunshine.
Yeah, I hear you. And Friday night at the Parker McCollum, I think he could have sold out the Coliseum.
He could have. As packed as that amphitheater was.
He is currently one of the biggest male acts in country music.
And I got to say, there's some people hating on Parker. I'm going to go ahead and have his back right now. I know we hear some songs sometimes. All right, country. Listen to more than what you hear sometimes on the radio. He had so many songs, and I was like, dang, that sounds so good. I was really impressed. Him and Corey Kent killed it.
Yeah, they're just songs, guys.
They came out and did a song together, too. It was awesome. They sound so good together. So, I don't know. It was a packed house, for sure.
Yeah, good show, for sure. Yeah, it was a big weekend. A lot going on. But, that washout yesterday really disappointed me.
Another big weekend. Think about what we got coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we got Bulls, Barrels, and Bands, and whatever.
Anthony and Kenny Chesney at Bank of America. I mean, good God, you can't even choose what you want to do.
Kenny Chesney tickets starting today, about 7:25, Secret Star.
Ooh.
How hard will it be? How easy will it be?
It should be pretty hard for those KC tickets.
You think
tickets,
so? On a Monday, we should make it hard?
You say, you say we, but you will make it hard because you like to make me not know what it is either.
Because I can make this so hard. I can make this a two-worder.
Oh, Dale.
A two-word out of context.
Oh, Dale O'Brien.
Get ready. Coming at 7:25.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
Happy Earth Day, and it's time to get up. It's time to start a brand new week. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend this weekend. Morgan Wallen released a statement, really through X, what they used to call Twitter, the Twitterverse. He got on there and had a little statement.
I don't know if you're going to quote him or not, but you can only call it a statement. You can't even say it's necessarily, it's not an apology to the public. Let's put it that way. He probably did his apologies within the people he mentioned, but there was no apology to the public. It was more or less, here's what I did and I'm owning up to it.
He wrote on his X feed, I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs, which is Eric Church's bar there in Nashville where he threw the chair off the fourth floor or whatever it was. I'm not proud of my behavior and I accept responsibility. End quote. That was it.
Well, he did say he has the utmost respect for the officers working in Nashville who keep them all safe. Because I think some people thought he was aiming to hit some police officers with a chair.
Yeah, I don't think he was doing that. I think he was just drunk, stupid.
Some rumors have come out as to maybe why he was throwing a chair. And his baby mama, Katie Smith, the little cutie that he ditched because he didn't want her anymore. She's met a new guy. They've been dating for a while. Well, he engaged to her that same week. They turn around like 3 days later and got married at the courthouse. Just out of nowhere, boom, got married. And so some people think that it's all kind of going along together, that he's a little mad that she just went up and got married so quick or whatever.
I don't think that's true.
I
think that he didn't care one bit about that. He's a big star. He's moved on. You go ahead, girl. Do what you got to do. I just think he was blitzed and threw the chair. And you know what? It doesn't. I'm glad he didn't hurt anybody. I'm glad they got anything. But
let's
the history
honest.
Of country music is littered with people who have stayed in trouble most of the time. And people
don't act like we're all perfect and great around here.
Yeah, because all the legends that you can think of, for the vast majority of the legends you can think of, they were in trouble off and on all the time.
We're outlaws.
Yeah, they were.
And you ain't never seen a pack of good old boys on a Friday night, have you? Those dummies. They'll do anything. I've seen beer cans all over the roof of somebody's house. Just tons of unthinkable mess.
Let your boys be country.
That's
what they do, man. That's what they do.
So I'm not commending Morgan for being a dummy. But no. At the same time, what do you expect?
I think
they're all like that.
Do I think he needs to grow up? Yes.
Yes.
Do I think he needs to stop doing that stupid stuff? Yes. Do I think he needs to start appreciating what he's got and start, you know, yes.
And please don't think about your sobriety journey and then you get drunk and throw a chair off the top of a bar.
Yeah,
looking a little redundant.
You got to be careful about that stuff. Anyway, though, I just think people are like, okay, man, I love this guy. I'm going to forgive him. No big deal.
He got carried away, huh?
See what you did there. George Strait.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes.
Are you thinking about me?
Wake up with the Wolf Show. I was just opening up on a Monday, 6:36, and if you'd like to go to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels, the LJVM, Saturday, now's your chance. We're just going to take a caller, a few early guys. What call are we taking?
16.
Caller 16 right now. Caller 16 at 799-WOLF. Got tickets for you to Bulls, Bands, and Barrels this weekend. Caller 16, 799-WOLF. Get a chance to wear your cowboy stuff. Time to cowboy up.
Got my outfit all planned out.
Did your pants come?
Hopefully by Friday. Fingers crossed.
Pants.
I wouldn't mind being alone.
Yeah, but the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. Who's this?
Lena.
What are you doing?
I am driving to work.
All right. We have tickets for you if you can recite the preamble to the Constitution to Bulls. we're not going to do that to you. We're going to give you the tickets because it's early and it's Monday. Bulls, Bands, and Barrels at the LJVM Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Have you got any cowboy stuff to wear?
I do.
Absolutely.
Tell me about it. I want to hear a little bit about it. What you got?
I have got some really cute boots that my husband bought me for Christmas. My flare or boot cut jeans to go over them. Not sure what shirt I'll wear, but I'll probably braid my hair because that normally looks pretty good.
Look at her.
Okay,
I
she's
love
all
it.
Set. I
yeah.
love it. Well, we'll see you out there. Have a great time. Hang on the line. Andy's going to pick up.
All right. Sounds good.
Honky Tonkin on the Wolf.
Today's top three.
Go.
So a fun little fact I stumbled across is a way to manage your anger in such a simple way. Literally putting pen to paper. No, I'm not saying writing down all your frustrations and writing your heart's desires and writing your enemies. I'm just talking about literally putting a few feelings down on paper. I'm angry. I'm not happy because of this. This is what's bothering me. Boom. And then all you do is shred it or crumble it into a ball and throw it in the trash. And something as simple as that can dispel anger, okay? And this has been scientifically tested.
Silence!
But specifically, the act of disposing of the paper rather than shredding down feelings is what eliminated anger in this study. And there's something about that provocative event that neutralizes the anger. While holding on to the paper you may have written on did not neutralize the anger. It's kind of just throwing it away. And so they say that it's like a phenomenon of magical contagion or celebrity contagion. It refers to the belief that the essence of an individual can be transferred to their possessions. So putting your anger into that paper and then balling that paper up and tossing it away helps take away some of that. Have you ever written like a text and you wrote out this long text? You got everything off your chest and you said, I'm not sending that. And you just back, and you delete it. But after that, you're like, I feel a little better though. It's pretty much the same kind of thing. So the elimination of anger through the disposal of an object may be achieved by recognizing that the physical entity, in this case, the piece of paper, has been diminished, causing the anger to also disappear.
All right.
You're an angry person or you go through a lot or work frustrates you, your boss, put it down on paper and throw it out.
I'm not angry.
You want to put, I hate my boss. Put it in a piece of paper. I mean, you might still hate them when you get done, but at least maybe the anger behind it will be gone.
Yeah.
Number two for today's top three, a little feel-good moment, recognizing Sergeant Philip Dale Nix, as we all know, who was tragically killed at the Sheets around the corner in Colfax. Now they have a table. Well, where the table was where he used to always sit and kind of read. There's a plaque there now, and it says, Sergeant Dale Nix, we will hold your table always. That was kind of sweet. I was waiting for them. I drove past it like a week or two ago, and I was kind of looking as I drove past, seeing if there was any kind of memorial out there. And I just shared this to the Wolf Facebook page yesterday, but they do now have that little plaque memorial for him out there. So
nice.
Kind of remembering him always. And then number three on today's top three is the fact that red light cameras could be coming back to the Greensboro area. I know you're excited for this. We had these for a long time. Then we got rid of them because we needed to put more money into the school system. This was back in 2005. So after that, they ruled, hey, we got to give 90% of our revenue to Guilford County Schools. And so it was financially impractical for the city to continue using the cameras. But someone has proposed that they come back. And they want to make this the streets of Greensboro safer with the red light camera program plan. And they said it's to help save lives, or trying to save lives, reduce significant injuries. And so basically what they'll do is gather up some information from the Department of Transportation in Greensboro. They're going to identify the top five angle crash intersections where the cameras could potentially sit.
Makes me curious. Number one, how much does it cost to operate that system?
I'm glad you asked. The proposed red light camera program would cost around $300,000 to $400,000 every year, and the city would contract with a third-party vendor. Now, the rule still stands, Dale, that they have to give 90% of its revenue from the program to Guilford County Schools. So despite the rule, they still expressed a strong interest in having this return. So it remains unclear how they'll pay for it, but I'm sure, just like any good city officials, they'll find a way. They said that the city staff plan to move forward with working on the plan for the red light camera program, and they'll begin to work out how it could fit into the budget. So next time it'll be discussed is in front of the council members in May.
So 300 and some thousand a year to operate the cameras. So I guess that includes generating traffic citations, sending the traffic citation to the violator,
yeah.
All that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it all, you know, and then the cameras itself and probably the research going in to make sure it's staying at the five most, in like places where you see the crash, you know, whatever. So top five angle crash intersections.
And how much of that is the contract fee for the third party to operate the system?
Right. Right. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know where they'll find the money. And I love that they got to give some money to the school system. But gosh, it's almost impossible to do both, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's like, how do you run the whole thing and still maintain that level of giving 90%
of its revenue?
That's a bunch.
Plus a third party. All you're doing is paying third party at that point.
I think that's how much tax goes out of my check every week.
Yeah.
90% of what I
pay. Yeah, thanks, government. How it feels.
All right.
Watch your speed. Watch out for other people, all right?
Just mind your business.
It was right after senior year.
Hey, little boys are.
Well, you're up with the Wolf Show. You see that guy at the NASCAR All-Star Race, North Wilkesboro. I'd like to go to that race. I'd like to be there for that.
Mm-hmm. I done tried to work our magic, Dale. It didn't work.
Didn't work?
Didn't work.
Well, you tried.
I did try.
All right, it's 7:08. And I saw the statement. I actually read Morgan Wallen's statement on X. See, I'm using the right name. I always want to say Twitter. It's almost like I refuse to call it X.
I just hate that you have to say X, then formally known as Twitter. It's
right.
Like, don't just be X now and people know what we're talking about, please.
We can segue on to that,
yes.
Now. Yeah. So anyway, on X, Morgan Wallen making a statement about his episode at Chief's Bar in Nashville that is owned by Eric Church. He says, quote, "I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs. I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility."
He does go on to say that he does have the utmost respect for the officers, I guess trying to cover his bases so people don't think he was trying to target some officers. And I just kind of thought, I was like, how outlawish of him to take his personal apologies where they need to be, but then he just posts in the fact that he did say something to somebody. He's not apologizing to the public. He's not like, I'm sorry for being an idiot. Y'all still love me and I appreciate it. But my favorite thing about his little post was like, yeah, and to my tour ain't going to be no change.
Right, that's right. That's a quote too, by the way. Tour ain't going to be no change.
Ain't going to be no change.
He said something at a show the other night about it, just sort of, it was almost jokingly when he
making light of it, yeah.
That he mentioned it. But anyway, he's remorseful about what he did. Of course, you always are when you realize, well, why did I do that?
I'm an idiot.
You know, you get all juiced up and you do something stupid and then you got to pay the price.
Well, you know, who knows if he was just drunk and being a dummy because, you know, dudes do that. Or, Dale, the piping hot tea, the rumor going around is that Katie Smith, his baby mama, has been with a guy. They got engaged and like 3 or 4 days later, boom, they turned up married at the courthouse out of nowhere. They're like, why wait? And so a lot of people think that there's some rage behind that, a little jealousy, maybe couldn't believe she just up and married somebody else. But like you and I talked about earlier, Dale, he moved on from her a while ago. He left her in the dust. So it's kind of like, how mad can you be, dog? She was crazy about you and you gave up on her. So
you're a big deal now. You don't need that and you can move on to other things. I don't think he was mad about that. I think he just got drunk, threw the chair off. Now he's sorry he did it. But you know what? Everybody's forgiven. I mean, as I said earlier this morning, country music is littered with people over the years. Look at any of the legends that we know about. They all were in trouble off and on with the law like half the time.
Y'all want to sing that y'all are like Hank, but when we're actually like Hank, y'all get mad.
Yeah.
Or Waylon or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all y'all get a little upset about it. And I'm like, well, that's a, I thought, okay.
Anyway, cool. Morgan says he's sorry. Not proud of his behavior. Jordan Davis, this is Tucson Too Late.
I didn't know if we were over.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tickets to see Kenny Chesney, Bank of America Stadium. Now, it's Dale's secret star. I don't even know. I don't know if I should even give any type of clue whatsoever.
Well, let's hear it first, Dale. I got my paper ready. I'm going to write it down, my little guess.
The idea of the game is to identify the secret star from the small clip that I'm going to play. The first person to correctly identify the secret star wins the first pair of tickets to see Kenny Chesney that we're doing this week. Here is today's secret star.
That's how we roll in our house, baby.
I changed the pitch and everything. I told you I was going to make this hard.
Yeah, it's completely unrecognizable, Dale.
Now, there is a way you would be able to identify this regardless. It just depends on how pop cultured out you are. Again.
That's how we roll in our house, baby.
Dale.
I told you I was going to make it hard. You encouraged me to make it hard.
Someone's calling. Ain't no way you know what it is. Ain't no way you got a guess in the world.
Here it is again. Close your eyes, honey.
That's how we roll in our house, baby.
Can we get a category? Singer, actor, actress. Because I couldn't tell you if that's a man or a woman there.
That's the idea. Okay. Non-music.
That's how we roll in our house, baby.
Phone lines are blown up. I ain't got a single guest in the world. Good luck, y'all.
Evidently somebody does. Multiple people do. 799 Wolf. First person sure to identify this secret star.
That's how we roll in our house, baby.
Good luck.
This is where it ends.
All right, wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale's secret star is. The secret star today is.
That's how we roll in our house, baby.
Annie had absolutely no idea.
No. I thought it was a country artist, Beau Shizzle.
And then I had said, not in the music category. Again, I'll give it to you one more time.
That's how we roll in our house, baby.
All right. Let's see what happens here. Wake up with a Wolf Show. Good morning. Who is that secret star?
I'm going to say Adam Sandler.
You're right. Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Very first. I knew it because you saw the movie.
I did with the guy, and they were about the insurance and getting married. I can't remember the name.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
is
right.
Is this Susan Chilton?
It is.
Son of a gun.
I'm actually Susan Hawks now. I got married.
Well, congratulations and double congratulations because, baby, you going to Kenny Chesney on Saturday night.
Kenny Chesney.
Are you kidding me? How? Wow.
I love Adam Sandler.
I do, too, and I'm embarrassed.
Well, there you go. You're going to see Kenny and the Zac Brown Band at Bank of America Stadium.
I am so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on the line.
You know how I know I was so flustered and in shock? You could hear how much hick came out of me in that moment. I am, wow. Susan, wow.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a...
Birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. And I gotta know, how many times do you hear Dolly come on and you go, oh gosh, I didn't get that birthday shout out in? Well, I'm going to try to slow it down a little bit. Maybe you can shoot me a text, 799-WOLF, like write meow, and I'll get that sucker on there if I'm able to, okay?
You got to be quick like a bunny, though.
You do, because this don't take no time. Now, happy birthday to all the local celebrities at Triad celebrating their special days today, and welcome to what I consider the giant, biggest, largest, most awesome birthday party in the Triad, and you always have an RSVP to this one, okay? Celebrating today, happy birthday to Bella Douglas of Thomasville, who is 12 years old. Allie Rakes of Madison is celebrating along with Mason. I don't know if it's Shay or C or Say, but they're from Chatham, Virginia, celebrating today. Kathy Hicks of Roxboro having a birthday along with Brad Jessup of Westfield. Dayton Bean is having a birthday. Now, Dayton is from Ashboro, and I'm hoping I got the age right. 9. Dayton should be 9. They could be 8, but I'm pretty sure they're 9. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, Dayton. I've aged you. Right. Also celebrating, Allison Beating of Winston-Salem, Bradley Heath of Germantown, Renee Perrell of Kernersville, Charlie Holmes of Winston-Salem, Trevor Grimble of Clemens, Karina Conaway of Winston-Salem, and what a full circle moment for me. My preschool teacher, who it was also my nephew's preschool teacher, who now helps to babysit my son because she was also my babysitter, who was just at my other nephew's birthday party yesterday at my house, full circle moment, has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Miss Tracy Baker of Kernersville. I don't know how the woman has done it all these years with all these children. God bless her. There's definitely a spot in heaven waiting for Miss Tracy.
For sure.
We love you so much. Your patience is like no other. So, also wanted to say Clayton Jarvis of Lexington turns a dirty 30 today. That was a last-minute text in here.
Your 20s are over, bud.
Wow.
Downhill from here.
Oh, and Flora Ajama of Pofftown is 2 today.
Okay, Flora.
Acema. I hope I got that right.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm sure you did.
I murdered that.
Yeah.
All right. I'd love to have you on this list. Get your name wrong. Celebrate you. Maybe even get your age wrong. We'll see how it works out. You can RSVP 336-799-WOLF or DM on Facebook at 931TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. 804. Morgan Wallen has spoken. I mean, he's spoken before, but he just spoke about his incident at Chiefs in Nashville, where he threw a chair off of a fourth floor balcony or something and almost hit three cops.
Who knows? It could have been over his baby mama drama where she got married, or it could be he's just a drunk idiot.
I think he was just blitzed and threw the chair off. I don't think he really cares about that girl that he used to date who got married all of a sudden.
Well, he should.
Should he?
I don't know.
When you get to be a big star like that, I get a feeling he said, man, I got the world's my oyster now. I didn't care
about
this growing.
Big star at the Chiefs bar where he throws chairs off the roof every night.
Good one.
Thank you. Just came up with that one on the fly.
Not as good as, well, excuse me, but I think you threw my chair. He says, quote, I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs. I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility. Well, good for you, Morgan. You should accept responsibility.
Yeah, dude.
Do I think he should straighten up? Yeah. Do I think he should stop doing dumb stuff like this? Yeah. But look at the history of country music. All the legends have been in trouble off and on the whole time. Look at guys like George Jones.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was shooting at people out of his car, doing crazy stuff, drunk half the time. All the other outlaws like Willie and Waylon, like they never been in trouble.
Again, y'all want to look like cowboys, so it's time to do cowboy stuff.
Yeah, cowboy up. Everybody wants to do Carhartt stuff. Let's time to do Carhartt stuff.
Right. I don't know. I just, you know, it's just another good old boy. I'm not making excuses for him. Yeah, he's dumb. He did some dumb stuff. He could have really hurt somebody. But in the grand scheme of things, I mean, this is every Friday night in Kernersville, so. Watch out. Throwing chairs at cookout.
Guess you're right. Yeah, now that the inside's back open, you get access to a chair.
Yeah. Oh, God, that is terrifying.
Here's Megan.
I bet I won't.
Top
one,
three.
Go.
I'm going to take 1 second for myself here. If anybody has a steer head roping dummy with the rope, we could really borrow that this week. It'll only be borrowed for one evening, and it will be taken care of and returned. If you have that, please reach out to me, 799-WOLF. Moving on. Now, if you've got some anger pent up, I've got a way for you to get rid of it pretty easily.
Who do I beat on?
That's not how it works.
Oh, sorry.
I guess you could technically say you're beating on a piece of paper. It's literally as simple as putting a pen to the paper. No, I'm not saying writing some essay and really drawing out your feelings. I'm saying you could put on there, I hate my boss. He makes me so mad. Write that down, and you either shred or crumble up that piece of paper. And a study, this is for a fact, a scientific study says that this will dispel the anger, more so than it did with people who just wrote down on a piece of paper and left it. Bill's got his paper. He's going to write how much he can't stand me. Anyways, literally it helps neutralize anger when you get rid of the piece of paper. They call it magical contagion or celebrity contagion. It refers to the belief that the essence of an individual can be transferred to their possessions. So your anger can be transferred to paper. Then the backward magical contagion operates in a reverse process. It manipulates an object associated with a person and is thought to impact the individuals themselves. There you go, Dale. So the elimination of anger through the disposal of any object may be achieved by recognizing that the physical entity, in this case, the piece of paper in which Dale's ripping it for sound effects, has been diminished, causing the anger to also disappear. Throw your anger away, Dale. In
oh,
trash.
Bank shot.
And look, he already feels better. I can see it on his face.
I feel great.
So if you feel a little angry, take you a 30-second breather, write it out, trash it out, and move on with your life.
Right.
Let it go.
Cool.
Number two in a day's top three, a little feel good out of a terrible situation. We did lose a Sergeant Philip Dale Nix a couple months ago after that awful shooting at the Sheets in Colfax. And just recently, they put a plaque out now against the table where he used to sit and read. And it says, Sergeant Dale Nix, we will hold your table always. I've been waiting for it. I knew it was something was going to happen there. And so I'm happy they finally got that up. And it's almost like its own little brick on the wall now.
Yeah, it's like one of those marble square memorial blocks. Pretty cool.
If you'd like to see it, I did share it to the Wolf's Facebook page yesterday evening. And then number three on today's top three, watch out, Greensboro. They're working on bringing back the red light cameras. We had these back up until 2005. Then the court ruled that we had to give 90% of its revenue from the program to the Guilford County Schools, which is awesome. But then it made it financially impractical for the city to continue using the cameras, so we got rid of them. Someone has proposed that we do this again. They'll meet in May to discuss this further, but the rule still stands that 90% of that revenue has to be given to the schools. They're working on how they can return this. It remains unclear how they're going to pay for it. The program would cost $300,000 to $400,000 every year, and they would contract with a third-party vendor to get this done. But they are looking to identify the top five angle crash intersections where the cameras could potentially sit. This is going through the Greensboro Department of Transportation.
The top how many?
Five angle crash intersections.
Okay, well, it's going to be tough to get that.
That's
down
a
to
lot
five.
Of money for five angle crash detection intersections.
Yeah.
It's going to be just, you know what, and I hate to say it, I know it does help to reduce this, but it's going to be a lot of people just running red lights. And I know that's what the reason why a lot of crashes happen, because people run red lights.
Constantly.
It's trying to be for the greater good, but like I said, 90% of that revenue itself. I mean, so the other 10% is going to go straight to the third-party vendor, and that's it, which sounds great, because I don't think the government needs to make any money off of it, but still, it kind of... $300,000 to $400,000 a year. Sheesh.
How many times over the course of the last month have you seen somebody run a light or almost hit you because they ran the light?
Luckily, none.
See, I see it quite often where you're just pushing it too fast. The light's already turned yellow and it's been yellow for like a full second and you still go through it.
You've got to learn how to time that. I truthfully believe, because the last thing I want is to ever be that person that T-bones somebody. But I also take a beat. If I'm going to turn left or I'm about to go straight, I take an extra second. I don't care if someone honks at me before I pull off, because I ain't trusting no fool out here.
Yeah, I don't either. But what a lot of people are doing is they see the light is yellow. They also know that the people on the red side, there's still like a full second before their light turns green.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to take advantage of that, knowing that that's the case.
So dangerous. Please be careful. Watch out for other people.
All right. 8:34 now. More tickets to come for you. We have Oliver Anthony tickets in about 10 minutes.
The road's got me rolling 6 days a week. Whole lot of work and fire.
All right. Danny knows everybody time. Tickets to see Oliver Anthony. When is that show again? The Oliver
Friday
Anthony
night,
show?
Greensboro Coliseum.
Friday night at the Coliseum. Tickets for Oliver Anthony. If you can do it, somebody needs to knock her off. Nobody's been able to defeat her yet. What call are we taking?
16.
Caller 16 right now. 799-WOLF. Caller 16. 799-WOLF right now. Annie knows everybody. Come on.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart some.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Who's this?
Audrey.
Audrey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. You ready to take on Annie and Annie Knows Everybody for those Oliver Anthony tickets?
I'm ready to try.
All right. I hope you knock her off today. Annie, get out of here.
Hey, good luck.
While she's out, I'll ask you three questions. I will not tell you whether you're right or wrong. We'll compare answers after Annie comes back into the room, okay?
Okay.
Here goes Annie, and here we go. Question number one. This country star recently hosted the CMT Awards and was hacked by someone who illegally released her music. Who is it?
Kelsey Ballerini.
I'll write that answer down. Number two. A child in New York City was lost in the park and ran to this famous actress for help because they thought she was a real police officer. Who is that?
I'm not sure.
All right, you going to pass?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Passing. Number three, a local Sheetz paid tribute to this fallen police officer with a new memorial. Who was he?
Oh, I just heard y'all talking about it. I don't know. I forgot his name.
Okay, all right. We'll go right past that. Let me get Andy back in here. Andy! On in here. On across. A little bit of a struggle here.
Oh.
Let's see. Let's see how you do.
Okay.
This country star recently hosted the CMT Awards and was hacked by somebody who illegally released her music. Who is that?
Kelsey Ballerini.
Yes, she also got that correct. Number two, a child in New York City was lost in the park and ran to this famous actress for help because they thought she was a real police officer. Who is that?
A true angel. That is Mariska Hargitay, a.k.a. Olivia Benson from Law & Order SVU. Dun-dun.
All right.
I'm a big fan if you didn't know.
She did not get that.
Oh, dang.
Next, a local Sheetz paid tribute to this fallen officer with a new memorial. Who was that?
That's Sergeant Dale Nix.
Yes, it was Sergeant Nix. Oh, my goodness. She has done it again. She is so hard to beat.
Wah, wah, wah.
Unfortunately, it's time to admit the truth.
I'm Audrey from Winston-Salem, and Annie really does know everybody.
Wake up. Feel good. Neil O'Brien and Annie Camp on 93.1.
Wake up with the Wolf Show into the 9 o'clock hour. And I have something here that was posted on my feed that I thought I'd share with you because you've made multiple comments.
Oh.
Regarding this subject.
Okay.
Dear Lowe's, Target, Kohl's, Walmart, Aldi, Home Depot, Kroger, Jewel's, and all other stores that have self-checkout.
Yes.
You are heading toward almost exclusively self-checkouts now. The person checking receipts at the exit was stopping everyone. I did not choose to participate in this nonsense. I had already filled my cart, emptied my cart, scanned my items, bagged my items, and refilled my cart. So I just skipped the exit line and left. I heard her saying, excuse me, sir, as I kept walking and raised the receipt above my head, leaving the store. You can either trust me to do self-checkout, or you can put your cashiers back in place like it used to be.
I have to agree. You know, I was somewhere the other day, and the lines were so long, and someone was like, oh, why are all these self-checkouts closed? Because, you know, they have the smaller ones, and then they have the ones at Walmart now that have the big, like, roller that you can put all your stuff out on. Only those were open, the self-check. And the lady's like, oh, there's only, like, three of us working. There's got to be someone to man that. And they're like, are you kidding me? And if you go to Kernersville Walmart, you know what lady it is. She is the receipt checker. She does it like it is absolutely the only reason she's getting paid that day is to check your stinking receipt. Maybe. And you give her an inkling of an attitude, and she's already in pop-off mode. If you know who I'm talking about, you're sick of her too.
Further, this guy says, I'm not interested in proving that I did your job for you. If you want me to be a cashier with no training, then that's your problem, not mine. Keep employing young people and give them job opportunities. You don't pay me to scan my own stuff. You don't give me staff discounts for working for you. Signed, all of us.
You know, it's not and I'll go for a step further to say, it's not even the fact that we have to check ourselves out, right? It's not even that, because it's not a big deal. Sometimes it is quicker than waiting in a line. It's the fact that you have to jump through all the hoops in order to do it. Then you gotta wait. If you scan something wrong and you try to delete it, you gotta wait for the one person who's manning 15 self-checkouts to finally make their way over to you to get the dang thing taken off. Or the same if you're purchasing alcohol. Or the same if it's an over 18 product of any kind. It's annoying. And then you got the ones who's like, oh, cash only! This is cash only at these!
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Jesus!
Lighten up, Francis.
Like, good God. So it's like, that's that. And then we have to be stopped on the way out again for someone to double check us. Like, if you want me to do it.
To draw a highlighter line through
it. Trust me to do it for the love of God.
Thought you'd enjoy that.
This is perfect. And come.
It's in Salem at Stratford Village.
At Friendly Center on South Elm in Greensboro.
We buy any car.
Why sell your car at WeBuyAnyCar.com? Because selling it yourself can be, well, you know.
Okay, I'll give you half now.
And?
No, and just half.
What?
Avoid the hassle. Come to We Buy Any Car instead. Get in, get out, and get paid at a fair price.
Yeah, I can't do half.
I could probably bump it up to like 50%.
Just go.
Okay.
Get your free online valuation now at
WeBuyAnyCar.com. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And you know what? FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed when you bet your first $5. Just go to FanDuel.com/Erin, that's E-R-I-N, to sign up, and then bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. So get started with $200 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you place your first $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/Erin to get started. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 and up and present North Carolina. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 93.1 The Wolf.
CC's latest creation will turn brownies upside downies. My new dessert pizza has Oreo cookies and brownies. Your old friend Cece has done it again. New Oreo brownie pizza is here for the win. Only at Cece's, where the buffet is king. Our options are plenty, so try everything. Pizza and salad and so many treats and games for the gamers to come try and beat. So bring your belly and pull up a chair. Cece's, the best pizza value anywhere. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I gotta fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're gonna be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.